Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 16, His Pronouncement. Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. John 20, verse 29. More than two decades ago, I was working in the business world. I was sharing Bible studies with a coworker when I realized how difficult it is for the human mind to believe that which can't be seen. We got to the study of the virgin birth of Jesus, and he said something like, "Really? Who is going to believe that?" Spiritual things are spiritually discerned, which means that God has left quite a bit of room for faith. The conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, Thomas wasn't present at that reunion. The other disciples were excited to tell him, "We have seen the Lord!" John 20, verse 25. But Thomas was skeptical. He was a loyal but pessimistic disciple. To him, the cross was only what he had expected. Now he is demanding visual and kinesthetic proof. He will believe only when he can see and touch Jesus. No one in the entire New Testament makes a greater demand in order to believe. This is why Thomas became the epitome of unbelief. Sight, not faith. One of the great drawbacks of unbelief is that our joy is delayed. Thomas could have been rejoicing with the rest, but because he refused to believe, he had to wait. 8 days later, Jesus appears again and says to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." John 20, verse 27. Wow! Thomas must have been speechless for a while before he said, "My Lord and my God." John 20, verse 28. This is the most profound confession in all four Gospels. Nobody had ever addressed Jesus like this. Thomas made a leap of faith and came to believe that Jesus was God. Jesus responded with his last beatitude. "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." John 20, verse 29. Jesus pronounced a blessing upon us. Believing because of seeing would no longer be available. Faith would be the only way because Jesus was ascending to heaven. Remember that God always leaves room for faith and blesses us when we believe.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.